the deputy president held prayers with close members of his family in his Nairobi home. He decided to ask the president for forgiveness. He also asked members of parliament for forgiveness as well as Kenyans for forgiveness in a bid to try to soften the heart of members of parliament and probably the president, who are having upper hand in the impeachment on Tuesday. Remember, the public participation on his impeachment ended yesterday.
What is the likelihood that this appeal for forgiveness might stop the impeachment proceeding?
We do not think that it might be of any significance. One, because President William Ruto today himself attended a church session in Nairobi, but he steered clear of speaking about the impeachment of his deputy. We think that the die is cast, and on Tuesday, there is a very strong reasons to believe that the deputy president will be removed from office.
Is it true that there has been some attempt to intervene by other citizens so that the impeachment will not take place?
Yes, yeah, sure. It's not only citizens, but there are attempts here and there. There is attempts by a section of political leaders. There is attempts by a section of elders or community leaders, where both the president and his deputy are coming from, especially the Kikuyu Elders Association, like from community where the deputy president is coming from. And during the public participation process, it came out so clearly that majority of Kenyans are not keen about the impeachment process. They see it as a distraction from the real issues affecting citizens. They are appealing to the president and parliamentarians that there are other pressing issues bedeviling the country rather than impeachment.
Tell me, has this kind of thing happened before?
Yes, this is the first time it's happening under the new constitution, the Kenyan 2010 constitution. Although it had previously happened, the first vice president, Jaramogi Oginga Odinga, the father of Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga, who resigned in 1960s after falling out with the first president or the founding father of Kenya called Jomo Kenyatta,